I want to start with a story of a local pastor there who has group sessions for people struggling with addiction, but really no place to go to get the treatment they need.
Pastor Anthony Torres leads a group session at Mountain View Church currently. Now, the men and the women that he works with are in the process of recovery. And one of the things that Pastor Torres notes is that a detox center is needed. It's one of those critical steps into getting into a rehab center and getting on with the process of healing, of becoming a full citizen of the community again without the burden of addiction. The thing to note is while the detox center that he's working towards creating isn't part of Mountain View Church, he has said that it will take the community coming together to support this effort to really get it off the ground. Now, they're in the very early stages. They've got their eye on a building. They know how much they need to raise to purchase that building and move towards that that goal. We all know that in the city of Alamogordo that, and you know, in the rest of the state of New Mexico, that addiction is a huge problem, and it's looking like our communities will have to come together to be able to address the issue locally.
It is, and so often addiction is tied to crime. I'm not suggesting that's necessarily the case in this next story, but you had a trio of women arrested for not only shoplifting, but another enterprise going on as well. Tell us about that.
Three Albuquerque women, Veronica Jaramillo, Harmony Brock, and Leza Morales, were arrested last week for shoplifting. Now, while they were charged and arrested for that, they are also suspected of passing counterfeit $100 bills. Rio Doce Police Department said that they know of at least 9 instances where that money was passed, and they're asking all area businesses in the southeast corner to report any suspicions or if they'd seen these women in their businesses.
Just in time for the holidays. Well, we don't know if it'll be open. Probably won't be open for the holidays, will it? But there will be some more rooms available for your family members visiting out of town not too long. What's the timeline there?
Correct. We have just seen them break ground on a new Home 2 Suites. That's 90 units. They broke ground on November 6th at 3550 Mesa Village Drive, just off the Alamogordo Relief Route. So you are correct. For anybody who has family coming to the area, they will need to wait until at least the middle of next year to be able to experience this new hotel.
But they will be able to experience, hopefully by the end of this year, the new 575 Brewing Company, right?
Co-founders Bill and Vicki Arnold said that they are expected to open their doors to the public, if all goes well, at least by Christmas. Now, 575 Brewery is one of those great spots where you can go, drop in, have a nice either glass of wine or a local brew. They are on 8th Street in Alamogordo. We're looking forward to them opening their business to local residents and visitors alike.
Well, Jessica, thank you for the update from Alamogordo.
Yes, my pleasure. Happy holidays.